Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. God bless you all. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining Tell Them Ministries on the radio for another discussion. I pray for clarity, wisdom, and understanding for those that are seeking truth, seeking purpose, and their ultimate destiny in the Lord. I thank you for joining, whether you're by phone or whether you're joining me via the internet. God bless you again. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I pray, Father, that clarity is given to each one of the listeners and those who meditate on your word, that they will seek you out to find truth and healing, that they will be delivered. Father, your word tells us that deliverance is the children's bread, and we desire to eat of that bread. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. I pray that you speak through me, that I may share with your people. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Again, good morning for all of those that are joining me this morning. I thank God for each one of you who does not consider it robbery to join me each and every Saturday morning. I bless God for you, and I pray that he continues to bless you, that you might find your answers. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. You know, when you ultimately find out and realize who you are and who you are called to be, it can be rather shocking. It can be rather surprising. And you might say to yourself, wow, God is using me. You might say to yourself, even question the fact of God using you. But I'm here to tell you that God desires to use each and every one of us for the upbuilding of his kingdom. It is his desire that we be whole and we be made free and delivered and operating in him and loving him and his people. There is greatness on the inside of all of us that he put there before the foundation of the earth. Scripture tells us in Jeremiah that he knew us before he put us in our mother's womb. So God already knows who you are. He already knows the plans that he has for you, and is his desire that we be healed, we be delivered, we be set free, that we live an abundant life, that we live joyously and live peaceably with one another, loving one another. But we all know that sometimes circumstances will arise in life that may slow that down, and the decisions and choices we make may alter our journey, the way we travel, but ultimately we've got to get back to what God called us to be and what he's called us to do. When we look at it's not my fault, but it is my responsibility, that covers so many different things, different areas in our lives, whether it is an issue from childhood, issues in relationships, issues on your job, issues in family. A lot of things may happen, things may occur, and it may not be your fault. But it is going to be your responsibility to seek the answer out, to seek the healing and deliverance and get clarity. A lot of you know that I do a conferences Unmasking the Pain of Men. And when you look at that, it's not just about men. I'm finding more and more women are unmasking their pain. And so often we might deal with the surface issues. We might deal with the issues that are just seen by others. But when we decide to go deeper and look at our own issues, it can be kind of devastating. It can be distracting. It can be hurtful because we have denied pain for so long. We denied issues for so long that it's time to get to the root of the matter. And you know when, excuse me, when God gives you an assignment and you start praying about things, the word talks about, and it came to the prophet first. And what we need to understand with that is when you start praying and believing God for deliverance for other people, you're going to have to eat from that same loaf of bread. You're going to have to deal with the issues that have had you bound and had you obstructed and just so wound up, and things you may not think about, you may have ignored, but God is going to bring you to a place to deal with those issues. Now, when you talk about unmasking the pain of men, we all have something, from the greatest speaker to the non-speaker, to the big name to the no name, from the White House to the crack house. Everybody has a story. Everybody has something. None of us are perfect. The word tells us all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. All of us have something. And what we have to do is be brave enough to get to the root of the matter in order for us to move forward in the things of God. So oftentimes we get on this hamster wheel and we continuously go round and round and round and round and round. Different places, different faces, but it's still the same situation over and over again. And yes, I am speaking from personal experience. Just because the faces have changed does not mean the whole situation has changed. It doesn't matter what it is. If you have not dealt with your issues, those things in life that have caused you to be a repeat offender, you're going to continue in the cycle. Now, we know that oftentimes a lot of our issues in life begin from birth, begin from childhood, which can design and structure a life, a foundation for life that will determine which route we take. It will determine how we look at situations, how we handle situations, whether or not we even deal with those situations based on things that we may have been taught as children by our parents, our grandparents, those that were put in our life to help guide us, to guide our path in the way we should go. The scripture tells us, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. How many of you know that so many of us were trained in a certain way, and now that we're older, we still revert back to the ways we were trained, even when we know better? It's your training. And it may look like the same thing, but how many of you know you can change jobs, whether it's a customer service job, whether it's a retail job, or whether you're in corporate America, whether you're in one church or another church or in a choir or what have you. You were trained a certain way early in your walk, early when you started working. You were trained a certain way, and then when you move to another job, you try to bring those same guidelines and rules to your new job. And they're saying, no, we don't operate like that here. We don't do it that way here. And the first thing will come in, well, on my last position, in my last position, this is how we did it. But you have to understand, you're in a new place. And sometimes those old antics, those old guidelines won't work over here. And that's what we have to look at when you're dealing with the body of Christ and dealing with your healing. The way you did things in the world, they're not going to work over here in the body. The way you did things in your former church, it's not going to work over here in your new church. Yes, you may have the skills, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, but when you go in, you must learn the process of this particular company. When you're in a relationship, you cannot base this relationship on how you dealt with your past relationship because it's different. But so oftentimes what we do is we bring what we learned or what we did somewhere else over here. It's not your fault, but you learned it, so you're trying to implement it over here. But what we have to do is learn and relearn, de-learn. I don't even know if that's a word. Is that a word? De-learn, unlearn certain behaviors, certain methodologies, certain ways of thinking, certain things we just have to unlearn because it's not going to work. Yes, we've gone through issues of life as children. Some of us may have been molested, abused, neglected, rejected, and even abandoned. So this is a something you were taught, and it may spill over in your adulthood to where you abuse, you abandon, you reject, because that has become a protective mechanism for you and your life. You make the statement, no one is going to hurt me again. So you put up this wall, you put up this shield to keep the villains and the assailants out. But at the same time, you push out those that are there to help you. You push out those that are sent by God to help you get through to your next level. We have to be mindful that even though it's not our fault, it is going to be our responsibility to learn a new way. It is going to be our responsibility to seek our healing, deliverance, and understanding. The scripture tells us, in all thy getting, get understanding. And if we don't have understanding of a thing, we can be totally lost and mess up someone else. I told a friend the other day, I've worn a mask long enough. I will not put it back on. I will not go forth wearing a mask. I am who I am. Yes, I've endured some hardship. Yes, I have endured some pain. And I'm the type of person, I'm always concerned about somebody else, making sure everybody else around me is okay. Even those that may have hurt me, I try to make sure that they're okay, that they're good, all the while pushing my stuff back, pushing it aside, and I'll deal with it later. But how many of you know at some point that pot will overboil? It's going to spill over. It's going to boil over. At that point, I must take the responsibility. Now, also on that side of it, we have to be mindful that we ourselves, yes, even us in the body of Christ, may have inflicted some pain on some other people. Out of our injuries, out of our crippled state, we may have inflicted pain on others. And they're in the same boat that you're in, saying, that wasn't my fault, But they must understand it is going to be that responsibility. So many of people that I've talked to, they say, I wish they would just say, I'm sorry. They wish they would ask for forgiveness. They wish it hadn't happened, but it did happen. And the person that did it to you may never ask for forgiveness. They may never say, I'm sorry. They may never try to make it right. But I don't want you to think that that's your fault. It's not your fault. The Word tells us we need to ask for forgiveness every day, because we can do things every day that is sinful. And we must be mindful to ask for forgiveness. Even those that think that they are all of that in a bag of chips with a Pepsi Cola and peanuts on the side. You're all of that when you walk in with your collar on or your choir robe on, or you're the CEO of the company and you got on a suit and you got your makeup and you got your haircut. You're all of that. But underneath that, what are you? What do you look like without the makeup, without the mask? What do you look like? What do you smell like? That's something that we need to stop and think about. What do we look like without the mask? Do you know? Do you know what you look like without your mask? Do you know what you would have looked like if there had been no pain? If there had been no injury? And I don't think we do. But God, He tells us He will restore. But He said He make all things new. He can make us new again. The Word tells us we are a new creature in Him. When we accept Him as our personal Savior, He said, I will do a new thing, a new thing. Are we prepared and ready to be made new? Wilt thou be made whole? What are we doing? So many things that we've gone through help facilitate our character. It helps facilitate how we act, do, where we go, how we dress. Some things you just can't do anything about. Your eye color. But now you can order contacts to even change your eye color. You can buy the dye to change your hair. But that's cover up. The real you, the true you. We've done enough covering up. We've done enough hiding behind the mask. The issues that may have happened to you may not have been your fault, but it is going to be your responsibility to seek your healing, to do a new thing, step out on faith, stop hiding behind the injury. And I'm not making light of anybody's injury, anybody's circumstance, because I know that it can be devastating. It can be something hard to deal with. But we can do this. We can do this. We can grow in purpose. We can reach our destiny. We can be what God has called us to be. But we have to understand reality of it is we all go through things. Yes, it's not my fault, but it's my responsibility to get my healing. It is my responsibility to learn all that I can about what God said about me, what God said as far as how I'm supposed to handle people, what God said I am supposed to, how I'm supposed to treat people, how I'm supposed to love them, and ultimately how I'm supposed to love myself. Self-care, loving myself, taking pride in who I am, and realizing, yes, I have some battle scars. Yes, I have been injured, but they didn't take me out. I'm still here. And that's what you have to say to yourself. Even though I've gone through these things in life, even though I've been rejected, even though I was abandoned, even though I've been hurt, even though these things happened to me as a child, I'm still here. I made it. You made it. We hear the songwriter say, trouble don't last always. The scripture tells us our days will be filled with troubles. But it's going to be a choice. It's a choice. Are we going to stay stuck? Or are we going to move forward and get out of the muck and the miry clay? Are we going to get out of the quicksand? Are we going to get out of the mud? Are we going to get up and tread water instead of allowing the water to consume us? Are we going to allow the water to drown? You know, if you're not ready to swim in the deep end, that's okay. That's okay to walk along the shoreline. But don't just stay on the beach. Walk along the shoreline. Get your feet wet. It's time for us to take a look at that, okay? Stop being scared. Stop being scared. I know it may hurt. When you decide to realize that it's not your fault, but it's your responsibility, and when you decide to unmask your pain, it can be scary as anything because you don't know what to expect. You don't know how you're going to handle your truth. So many people hide behind so many things and make excuses. Let's stop making excuses. Let's stop hiding. Let's move forward and do what thus saith the Lord, realizing, yes, it's not my fault, but it is my responsibility. Take control of your life and your destiny and put it in God's hands. And just let God know, God, this hurts. I don't understand this place that I'm in. I don't understand why that had to happen to me. I don't understand why they couldn't care for me, why they didn't take care of me. Let God know where you are. Let him know, this is where I am. I'm broken. I'm hurting. I'm confused because this is your truth. This is your truth. You don't know where you are. You don't know how to get through to the next day, but this is your truth. It is not your fault that they walked away from you. It is not your fault that you were molested. It is not your fault that what happened to you as a child. But now that you are an adult, it is your responsibility to say, hey, look, yes, that happened. Yes, it was wrong. Yes, it was not fair. Yes, it injured me. All the truth. But today is a new day. I'm going to take responsibility for my healing. I'm going to take responsibility and give my life to the Lord. I'm going to take responsibility and say, hey, look, yes, that happened. Let us not continue to be the man that sat beside the pool of Bethesda for 38 years looking for somebody else to put him in the water when the angel troubled it, let's scoot to the water. The water has been troubled. Let's scoot. Let's find a way to get in and get the healing that we need. Find a way off of the beach and get in the water. Take responsibility. You are not held accountable for somebody else's actions. You're going to be held accountable for yours. When we get to heaven, I really don't think God is going to say, well, I understand this one did this to you and this one did this to you. He's going to, what did you do? When help came, when I sent you a lifeline, did you take that lifeline? Or did you walk away and you're so scared and so frightful of facing your truth that you decided to stay in the darkness? Yes, I'm very passionate about this. I'm very passionate about it because I know the damage of being hidden behind a mask, what it can do to you physically, emotionally, mentally. Unmasking the pain, realizing that it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility. We have this issue with so many men. They've dealt with issues as children. They've dealt with issues as adolescents. And when they get grown, they do what they were taught. They do what they were trained. Same thing with women. They do what they were taught. They do what they were trained to do. And we have a generation of people and raising more children just as crippled and broken as they were. It's time for the cycle to stop. It's time for us to look to the hills, which cometh our help. And those of us who are moving and advancing, we are the heal. We are the ones that these people are to look towards for their healing, because they're going to look up and say, hey, look, how did you get out? How did you get your healing? And if you're not in a position to answer them because you're still stuck in your stuff, who are you helping? We're not helping anybody. We're not helping anybody. So as we get ready to close today, I would ask that if you have a prayer request of any kind, if you want to talk further about this, you can find me on Facebook at Gloria Hawkins at Facebook.com. You can find Tell Them Ministries, Gloria Hawkins, on Facebook. You can also find me at my website, TellThemMinistries.com. You can message me. You can put in your prayer request. You want to talk more. You want to chat more just to get your healing. I realize and I accept my calling. I operate in deliverance and heal. As my hashtags for the broadcast, repairer of the breach, a light in darkness, I'm turning on the lights. I'm a first responder. And I also operate in search and rescue. All the while, each round I go, each place I go, there's increased healing for me. So I pray that this message today has been a blessing to you. I pray that you understand that even though it's not your fault, it is your responsibility. That you decide to unmask your pain, that you decide to take the mask off to be all that God has called you to be. I pray God's blessings on you. I pray that wherever you are, that you will find some time to spend with God. If you're in one of those areas that's hot, I pray that you find some cool and refreshing water, a cool place to sit and relax and get into His presence. Again, if you need to reach me, you can find me on Facebook at Gloria Hawkins. You can find my website. Leave your questions, comments. and I'll be sure to get back to you. I pray God's blessings upon you and your life and your family, wishing each and every one of you a very happy 4th of July. God bless you.